This is the reading for December 12th, Haggai chapter 1. The prophet Haggai spoke the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. This message came in the second year that Darius was king, on the first day of the sixth month. This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. The people say the right time has not come to rebuild the temple of the Lord. Then Haggai the prophet spoke the word of the Lord. Is it right for you to be living in fancy houses while the temple is still in ruins? This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. Think about what you have done. You have planted much, but you harvest little. You eat, but you do not become full. You drink, but you are still thirsty. You put on clothes, but you are not warm enough. You earn money, but then you lose it all as if you had put it into a purse full of holes. This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. Think about what you have done. Go up to the mountains, bring back wood, and build the temple. Then I will be pleased with it and be honored, says the Lord. You look for much, but you find little. When you bring it home, I destroy it. Why? Asked the Lord All-Powerful. Because you all work hard for your own houses while my house is still in ruins. Because of what you have done, the sky holds back its rain and the ground holds back its crops. I have called for a time without rain on the land and on the mountains and on the grain, the new wine, the olive oil, the plants which the earth produces, the people, the farm animals, and all the work of your hands. Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and all the rest of the people who were left alive obeyed the Lord their God and the message from Haggai the prophet, because the Lord their God had sent him, and the people feared the Lord. Haggai, the Lord's messenger, gave the Lord's message to the people, saying, The Lord says, I am with you. The Lord stirred up Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and all the rest of the people who were left alive. So they came and worked on the temple of their God, the Lord All-Powerful. They began on the 24th day of the sixth month in the second year Darius was king.
Chapter 3.
To the messenger of the church in Sardis write, The one who has God's seven spirits and the seven stars says, I know what you have done. You are known for being alive, but you are dead. Be alert and strengthen the things that are left, which are about to die. I have found that what you are doing has not been completed in the sight of my God. So remember what you received and heard. Obey and change the way you think and act. If you're not alert, I'll come like a thief. You don't know when I will come, but you have a few people in Sardis who have kept their clothes clean. They will walk with me in white clothes because they deserve it. Everyone who wins the victory this way will wear white clothes. I will never erase their names from the book of life. I will acknowledge them in the presence of my Father and his angels. Let the person who has ears listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. To the messenger of the church in Philadelphia write, The one who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David, who opens a door that no one can shut, and who shuts a door that no one can open, says, I know what you have done. See, I have opened a door in front of you that no one can shut. You only have a little strength, but you have paid attention to my word and have not denied my name. I will make those who are in Satan's synagogue come and bow at your feet and realize that I have loved you. They claim that they are Jewish, but they are lying. Because you have obeyed my command to endure, I will keep you safe during the time of testing, which is coming to the whole world, to test those living on earth. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one takes your crown. I will make everyone who wins the victory a pillar in the temple of my God. They will never leave it again. I will write on them the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from my God, and my new name. Let the person who has ears listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. To the messenger of the church in Laodicea write, The Amen, the witness who is faithful and true, the source of God's creation, says, I know what you have done, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were cold or hot, but since you are lukewarm and not cold or hot, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. You say, I'm rich, I'm wealthy, I don't need anything. Yet you do not realize that you are miserable, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I advise you, buy gold purified in fire from me so that you may be rich. Buy white clothes from me. Wear them so that you may keep your shameful naked body from showing. Buy ointment to put on your eyes so that you may see. I correct and discipline everyone I love. Take this seriously and change the way you think and act. Look, I'm standing at the door and knocking. If anyone listens to my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and we'll eat together. I will allow everyone who wins the victory to sit with me on my throne, as I have won the victory and have sat down with my Father on his throne. Let the person who has ears listen to what the Spirit says to the churches.